You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, today marks 4 years since Abbeygate, a date that Democrats would rather forget, but Donald Trump is determined we remember. The deliberate slaughter of 13 U.S. service members allowed to happen. All the lies of Abbeygate, all the lies of Afghanistan. Lee, we opened the show talking about rare earth minerals and the fact that Donald Trump just capitulated to the Chinese in a most humiliating way, saying that we were going to, you know, hey, we'll let 600,000 stay, come in on visas and take spots at our schools. Wow, okay, because it was 500,000 2 months ago. We're up to six now? Sounds like we're losing these trade negotiations, which we are. We need the rare earth minerals. They have them. They're withholding them right now. And our manufacturers, thank God we even still have any, are in trouble, particularly our auto industry, because China has a world lock on those minerals. Why am I talking about rare earth minerals, China and Abbeygate? Because it's all the same story. It's the same story as COVID. The same story as weaponization of COVID. It's the same story of where do you go to find the origins of COVID? You go to Metabiota, the only American company working there. What were they doing? Helping China scrape bat crap off of cave walls. Who paid for that? Oh, that was a USAID program. The Democrat Party and China have merged. And that's why Abbeygate happened. It's all the same darn story. But we know the lies now. We know why. We know why Biden did it. Biden told us, remember his military advisors all said, you know, we should pull out in the middle of the night and not tell any of our allies that we were going and let the country collapse? Wait, no, his military advisors, to a man, not one of them said that.
Yeah.
Well, who gave that order? See, that's what I want to know. Because I have a pretty good idea who was behind it. I think it was Hunter Biden. That's who I think. I think it was Hunter and Jill. And we now know, we did not know, as Abbeygate fell and the 13 were murdered deliberately. I'll get to that in a minute. We did not know, because we could have stopped it easily, but we didn't. That was a policy decision. What we did not know is that China had cut a deal with the Taliban months before to give them 100% control of the very valuable lithium and rare earth minerals mines in Afghanistan. Why we didn't take that and keep it ourselves, I don't know. Well, actually, I do, because they paid Joe Biden. It was critical that the country fall to the Taliban. We wouldn't know for months that deal existed. That way, China, the control of the mines would fall to China. Probably the most, probably top three most valuable supplies of lithium on Earth. And it went perfectly. This is why Joe Biden ignored his military advisors when they told him, no, we can't, no, we just can't pull out. Lee, this is also why we pulled out in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. so that our allies, France, Britain, who had bravely and graciously fought at our side, would not know we were leaving. Why would we do that? So that it could fall to the Taliban. They could have easily taken control of that country and of the single most valuable military asset on Earth, Bagram Military Base, because of its proximity both to Iran and to China. Made the bombing of the nuke facility so much harder because we don't have it. Why? We gave it to China. That's what Joe got paid for. It's all the same story. But the worst part of it, remember, we wanted the Taliban in charge. We sent a general to fly to Doha to cut a deal with them. They didn't even want to be in charge. And we insisted they be in charge. We found that out later, too, in the Wall Street Journal. Well, if control fell from the Taliban, that would pose a problem for Joe and Hunter's mineral deals with China. So we needed the Taliban in charge. Well, we watched the sniper for days watch the suicide bomber practice for the suicide bombing he was going to do. He knew it would kill his fellow service members. They had the ID on the guy. They had the license plate. They knew who the handler was. And on the day, they knew he was training. And on the day he finally wasn't doing dry runs anymore, and the Taliban, of course, let him through because that was the deal, and he goes right up. He's still begging the higher-ups for permission to kill him. I wish he'd defied their orders. It's what a good American has to do when Democrats run the military. But anyway, they said no. No. Boom! 100 people dead, including the 13. And again, why did that happen? Why was he told, no, you cannot fire, you cannot do that? Because they wanted the Taliban in charge and the Taliban was killing us. They're also very incompetently. They're not good. I mean, if you're going to do crime, you know, international espionage, bribery, sell out your country, you should be a little smarter, quite frankly, in how you do it. So it's not so obvious. Biden was never good at that. And that's the story of Abigate. Mm-hmm. It's an outrage. It's why, you know, I mean, I have a child talking about going to the military, and I am terrified of having a child of mine in the military under Democrats. I don't know who they'll sell out to and who will be used as cannon fodder for. I trust Pete Hegseth and I trust Donald Trump. I've, you know, had some issues with Hegseth in the past in terms of him not being truthful with Trump about some things, but I think he's doing a really good job running the military. I trust them. I think they're America first. I don't know what the Democrats will do. I don't know who they'll offer our soldiers up as cannon fodder for in our Marines because they have a history of it. So that's what we need to remember today. It's all the same story. We've been on the same story for an hour and a half. So how do we get out of this, Lee? The answer is not sexy. It's not fun.
It's not easy or quick either.
It's not. We have got to build our supply of rare earth minerals. Yeah. Whether they are the Russian ones or the Greenland ones, somebody's. And I really think I think it'd be great to cut the deal with the Russians and bring them to heel, but we can't depend on them either. They're too close to China. So we need to have somewhere, I don't know if it's Greenland, wherever it is. Now, the good news is for the first time in 70 years, we opened a rare earth minerals facilities a few weeks ago under Trump, and he had to waive all these environmental regs to do it. Took 14 years for that permit to be approved. 14 years, Lee, in which China grabbed control of 90% of our rare earth minerals.
Yeah. We allowed them to basically take what is a monopoly on a necessary and integral resource for American industrial might.
And the price was paid again yesterday, not just in the lives of Abigate, but now we got to let in 600,000 visa holders, spies.
Yeah. Potentially,
and potentially, yeah. No, and I mean, they have to be. And that's the sad thing. You could want to be a good person. You could love America. It doesn't matter. If you have loved ones in China.
Oh, yeah. You are held hostage.
You're basically held hostage. You got to do what they say.
I mean, there's even a directive from the Chinese Communist Party that if you know, you're overseas, you have to do what the party asks you to do. If they ask you to do some, you know, intelligence work, then you've got to do it.
And I'm reacting to it. It's trending again on X. People are outraged. Trump saying, I'll play it. No. We love Chinese spies. I mean, students. We'll take 600,000 instead of 500,000.
We're going to get along good with China. I hear so many stories about we're not going to allow their students. We're going to allow their students to come in. We're going to allow. It's very important. 600,000 students. It's very important.
Now, he announced a few months ago he was cutting them off. No more 500,000 visas. Now it's up to six. Why? Because China just turned around, Lee, and people don't know this. China turned around and said, okay, we'll cut off the rare earth minerals then. Good luck to your auto industry. China and Trump reversed himself almost immediately because we had only 2 months supply. And then China said, okay, we'll give you the rare earth minerals, but only for your top three auto manufacturers, just to punish you for daring to question us. Oh, and by the way, you'll be taking 600,000 of our spies, I mean students, not 500,000. That's how that went up. We just got our butts kicked because of our environmental regulations.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, because this is the reason we're in this situation, is because of the environmental regulations. Listen, I completely agree. We should try to do things as cleanly, as safely as possible. There's no question about that. I'm tired of the black and white issue that liberal progressive secularists always want to make something out of industrial capacity. It is not a black and white issue. Yes, there are gray areas. Yes, we can do things where we limit the environmental damage, and I'm all for limiting what we can afford to limit. But we have to have this. If you think that you're going to come up with your electrified utopia that you keep trying to come up with, it ain't going to happen without these materials. Period. End of story.
No, I mean, we're not going to lead in any kind of tech.
No.
They're going to control AI. We're watching them take over New York City. The Chinese Communist Party, Lee, did you see that story in the New York Times? I can't believe they did it. Admitting the Democrat Party is being taken over in New York City by the Chinese Communist Party, by these social clubs. They pour money into some Democrat candidates and kill off others. And it's all based on your loyalty to the, get this, Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And they're about to get man commie in.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, the architect of the fall of Afghanistan spent it all on hookers and blow, Hunter Biden. Remember this? Somebody just texted this to me.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? Yep, that's it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Snoop Dogg. When Snoop Dogg's had enough, it's enough. Democrats doubling and tripling down, convinced that if Americans only truly, just truly understood what they stood for, they would be super duper excited to have a boy in every girl's changing room, a boy on every girl's volleyball team, giving her a brain bleed. That's how you talk after you get it. A brain bleed. That if they could just see enough propaganda, that we would be okay. So Snoop Dogg, you know the guy, the rapper, makes the mistake of taking his grandson to see a Buzz Lightyear movie. And he is absolutely horrified at the questions he did not expect to be answering.
It's what you see. They putting it everywhere.
Yeah.
I took my grandson to see, what was the movie with Buzz Lightyear?
Toy Story?
Not that one, but
the new Buzz. The Lightyear. I think it was called Lightyear.
Yeah, with Keke Palmer's in that movie. So we watching it, and she had a baby with a woman. Well, my grandson, in the middle of the movie, like, Papa Snoop, how she have a baby with a woman? She a woman. Oh, shit. I didn't come in for this. I just came and watched the goddamn movie. Hey, man, watch the movie. They just said she and she had a baby. They both women. How did she have a baby? So it's like, it's me. I'm scared to go to the movies now. Like, y'all throwing me in the middle of shit that I don't have an answer for. It threw me for a loop. I'm like, what part of the movie was this? These are kids that we have to show that at this age. Like,
that part.
They're going to ask questions.
Yeah.
They are going to ask. I don't have the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. If you have not watched Snoop Dogg, his career trajectory, he's a total perv. No, I mean, he's bad, but like in a heterosexual way. Yeah, like he's not a person that I would want to expose a child to, okay? And if he's horrified, don't you think the Democrat Party's maybe gone a little too far? Maybe Cracker Barrel's gone too far, doubling down overnight. Our promise to you. Here's my only question. You still funding all-age pride events for children? Like Nashville Pride and Third River City Pride? Yeah. Cracker Barrel also worked for the Human Rights Campaign. You know, I talk about them all the time. They push the LGBTQ agenda it's Obama's campaign, deputy campaign manager running it. This is why every commercial you see has a gay person in it. This is why white males aren't the leads anymore. Cannot happen. Not allowed to be seen in commercials, but also in movies. Sponsored human rights campaign events for 10 years. Even brought a human rights campaign representative their Tennessee headquarters to do a pronoun and transgenderism training for employees. Because, boy, you need that to serve pancakes, right? Or you won't make it. Human Rights Campaign, by the way, supports child sex changes in men and women's bathrooms. They work to normalize and legalize both things. Cracker Barrel worked with a group called Connection Americans, part of their DEI effort. Cracker Barrel giving money you spent there to help illegal immigrants get lawyers so they could stay in the country. Sponsored Out and Equal LGBTQ Workplace Advocate Conference. Presented a workshop on how Cracker Barrel has made progress supporting LGBTQ cause. Just serve the hash browns. Their hash browns are really good. That group works around the country to push sexual topics and pronouns into the workplace. They got sponsored by Cracker Barrel. What else are they doing with your money when you spend money there? Cracker Barrel was awarded the Out and Equals 2018 Top LGBTERG Group Award, and they won the Nashville LGBT Chamber of Commerce Corporate Diversity Award. Yes, when you sponsor parades for children to be indoctrinated on the LGBTQ agenda, that's what you get. And folks, it all connects. Snoop Dogg, when he's like, what the heck is in these movies? That's Human Rights Campaign. If you don't put gay themes everywhere in your product, guess what? Your company gets a low rating. And if your company gets a low rating, Vanguard, BlackRock, all of them, they're not buying your stock. Doesn't matter if you're on fire. Listen to this. Cracker Barrel had coming out day pamphlets passed out at their Tennessee headquarters, as well as pamphlets supporting LGBTQ youth and working with a group that creates safe zones at work free from heterosexist and cis word gendered comments and actions. If you say anything activists would describe as heterosexist, in other words, being for hetero, you know, sexuality, which we can't be anymore, then you're told that you'd be educated by their LGBTQ office group. Hung pride flags from the corporate office. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Cracker Barrel, I had a Cracker Barrel employee on the Human Rights Campaign Business Advisory Council. And you know why all this started, folks? Because they had a very low human rights campaign score in the beginning and were accused of being, I guess, I don't know, heteronormative. Just let them serve the food. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, and none of it is changing. They just change the logo. And wouldn't you know, what's the thing they strip off? The white Southern-looking guy in the overalls. Of course they did. Old Country Store had to go too. Why Southern culture? And of course the Cracker Barrel. Now they've gone fully woke. Doubled down. Saying that Uncle Herschel, who got canceled, he was the white dude in the overalls, will still be on the menu and on road signs and featured in their country store. He's not going anywhere. He's family. No, he was canceled for being white and visibly Southern, or at least a visibly Southern archetype. Because that's what this is what they do. You cannot, I'm telling you, it is an unwritten rule. White males cannot be leads, whether it's a commercial or whether it's a movie. And they cannot, if you're going to have one featured, it's got to be as a secondary beta type character to some smarter, preferably minority, preferably gay female. The rules. They can't be seen. Why are they being punished and erased? Because they vote Republican more than any other group in America and thus must be erased. Cracker Barrel just doing their part.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Folks, a reminder that our fight is not just here. It's not just against the Democrat Party. It is universal. See this article in the New York Post. I meant to get to this yesterday. About Moron Mancami. And to be fair to him, he has not said he wants to end the prosecution of misdemeanors. The Democrat Socialist of America did. But since he identifies as a Democrat Socialist, the New York Post is rightfully wrapping it around his neck. His campaign will not return requests for comment. Do you or do you not support what the Democrat Socialists of America have just proposed, which is wiping out the enforcement of all misdemeanor offenses? Now, let me tell you how this works, okay? Excuse me, because we saw it work in California. What it is the Marxist appropriation of property by Democrat voters from everyone else. Because here's what they do. They say, okay, because the law now says, okay, if it's under $900, then it's a misdemeanor. If it's over like $900, then it's not. It's a felony. So the thieves go right in and they take stuff, make sure it's under $900, right? Well, then this policy, which is not just a figment of their imagination at this point, it's actually implemented in California the way that it works. Well, the state attorney general does not prosecute misdemeanors. See how this works? You go, help yourself to a free TV. You're walking out with it and the nice police officer stops you. There's no bond. And you've kept it under $900. He may take the TV back from you and bring it back into the store, but it can't bring you in. It gives you a ticket to appear. You wait till he leaves, then you go right back in and get it because it's yours anyway. So they play this game. We're not going to prosecute misdemeanors. Oh, by the way, most of the household items you want are under $900. Go ahead and take them. That's the game. That's the game. And folks, this is not just a national fight. This is an international fight. Everything that you are seeing them try to do here, including the flood of illegal immigrants to outvote us and replace us, is going on steroids in Europe, in the UK. It is internationally coordinated, so there's nowhere for people to run. Trump sees this. That's why he proposed ending cash bail in D.C. yesterday. This is to embarrass the Democrats who keep this policy in their cities and states.
They thought it was discriminatory to make people put up money because they just killed three people lying on a street. Any street all over the country, cashless bail, we're ending it. But we're starting by ending it in D.C., and that we have the right to do through federalization.
Cash bail. Just it's okay because they believe, and they're not wrong about this. If you're a criminal, you are very high likelihood a Democrat voter. Ergo, you should never have the law applied to you. That's dual justice, right? She end cash bail. They go right out the door. Well, how does this story end? Well, they're doing the same thing in Europe. Did you see this? It went viral over the weekend. A hero American tourist is on the train in Dresden, in Germany. And he sees a very common sight there, a Muslim male illegal immigrant trying to rape a woman who made the mistake of riding alone. She is, of course, in the wrong, you understand. And he should never be trifled with. This is how the left begins to think. Well, he can't stand this. He's not like this, I guess, wherever he's from in America, he didn't live in a Democrat city. He makes the mistake of interfering with the rape as a tourist. And the raper, who's an illegal immigrant, Muslim dude, that's just why he thinks he has a right to this woman, because he wouldn't in his country, she's not Muslim, gets knifed. He gets knifed again and again in the face, which is a darn shame because he's a handsome dude. Here he is. He's still in his hospital room. He sounds funny because his whole face has been, you know, he's had surgery. It's been taped back together. And he's outraged. You know why? Cashless bail. They're letting the knife-wielding maniac go so he can rape another woman because that's what the left does. This is a worldwide policy. Listen to him. From the hospital bed.
If y'all did think that Europe had an immigration problem, especially Germany, let me drop some knowledge on you. It is 11:57 right now. In 3 minutes, that man that assaulted that young woman yesterday will be released from custody. He'll be released from custody because he's not a citizen of Germany. He's not a citizen of the EU, for that matter. He doesn't belong in here. He's an immigrant, an illegal one, a drug dealer, and very popularly known here, especially by the police. This is not the first time this has happened. It's not the first time that man had beat up a woman. If they could do this to the people of Germany and then just get released 12 hours later, even less at this point, where's the law? Where's the structure? If Germans are held to that law and that structure, but these people could just come in, swing knives, and hurt, abuse, terrorize, and oppress citizens of Germany, then what are we doing?
What are we doing? U.S. citizen tourist. By the way, as a tourist, I wouldn't go to the U.K. or Germany anymore. If you're not a local, you don't know, especially as a woman, you don't know where to go not to get raped. And it's very acceptable to attempt to rape someone. It's not even really that big of a deal. Why? That is classic Marxism. He is an oppressed class member. If he wants to beat and rape an oppressor class member, i.e. a white German woman, that is okay. This is how that ends. This is the extremity they intend to go to. They've just already achieved it in Europe. In Germany, they just haven't achieved it here. Now, here's the irony of it. If he stays there long enough, he will go to prison for recording that video because you cannot say true things about the rape epidemic in Germany. One of the leaders of the most popular political party there accurately quoted government rape statistics for migrants. Accurately. It was with a tweet and it was a picture of the German book with the statistics. She was arrested, tried, and because it was her first offense, she didn't do prison time. She is a convicted felon in Germany. So if he didn't get out of there fast, he's going to prison for saying true things that hurt migrants' feelings when they just feel a little rapey. That right there, folks, you got to understand, I make this parallel for you every day. We are in a worldwide battle. It's not just here. And we are losing everywhere but here. This is the last bastion on earth. So this is the same, folks, think about this for a minute. This is the same Democrat Party screaming and whining because criminals might be arrested, telling Trump to go away. And yet, what did they do? They debanked Trump. They debanked conservatives. They took a couple of my YouTube accounts. They censored us. Folks, they will punish me and you for wrong thing more than they ever will a criminal who makes us bleed in the street. Here's Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson saying, Trump, leave our criminals alone.
What this president is doing, he's declared a war on poor people, you know, picking on homeless people, you know, picking on the most vulnerable. That is not what the people of Chicago are going to stand for.
They're all criminals. He's not picking on. No. They're all criminals. They want them free because when they're in prison, they can't vote Democrat. It's as simple as that. But this is a worldwide movement to make you afraid to leave your home. That's the goal. Power. Folks, viral video on X. U.S. tourist is in Germany, makes the mistake of stopping an illegal migrant Muslim man, asylum seekers, what they call them, from raping a woman. Takes multiple knife stabs to the face. He's seriously injured. He's still in his hospital bed. That guy's getting released. In Germany, why do I bring that up? Well, number one, don't go there. But number two, Europe is gone. Y'all, it's not safe as it was. I really bring that here so people can understand. And we need to start asking questions about, do we need to defend these people NATO-wise? I mean, I can't tell them from Russia anymore. I don't know what the difference is, honestly. But beyond that, the other question is this. Look what's going on and ask yourself, is this a worldwide program? Why? The guy who tries to rape her and then knifes the American tourist who successfully, God bless him, stops it. He's a hero. You just heard from him in the last segment going, oh my gosh, what's going on here? Why is that guy out? Bail policies, just like the kind that Democrats are implementing. This is a worldwide system. So there is no escape. And Trump condemned it yesterday, said he's going to end the bail policy, the no bail policy in D.C. Good. Because let me tell you what that's wrought, okay? And it's not too different from Dresden. It's really not. You can see the parallels. In 2024, a suspected Trendy-Aragua gang member freed without bail after an attempted murder in New York was arrested for drug trafficking, released again before he was finally arrested and held for sex trafficking of a minor. That's the bond bail policy that Trump just ended in D.C. In 2022, a New York man was released without bail after he smeared his own feces on random women on the subway, despite having dozens of prior arrests, including for slugging a bus driver just months earlier in a heinous hate crime that occurred the prior year. No bail. In 2022, a New York man brutally executed a mother in front of her three children less than 24 hours after he was freed without bail in a violent assault of another woman. The man had a prior conviction for kidnapping his ex-girlfriend at gunpoint. Just like Germany. These are not coincidences, folks. They're not. That's why the same censorship regime they were implementing here is in Europe now. It's all waiting for us. We are one Democrat president away from living in chaos and tyranny, but not being able to speak of it online. In 2024, this is New York again, where Trump is saying, listen, do I need to send guard troops? In 2024, two illegal immigrants who jumped and bit two NYPD cops were cut loose without bail. Folks, what does that mean? It means they don't even slow you down. Okay. Normally you could spend days, weeks, months. The judge, puts the bail for a crime that serious. You're sitting there. The people get to be safe here. You go right out the door. You go right out the door. What happens if you don't show up for trial? Not a big deal. It's not a big deal. In 2024, an Illinois murder suspect walked free into the state's no cash bail system, endangering the community. Folks, the way this is looked at by the left from Europe to here, it's all the same people, is that criminals are highly likely to vote for leftists, ergo they are exempt from laws that apply to everyone else, to other social classes. It is classic Marxist oppressor, oppressed class. And that's why you're seeing this. It's just why they're untouchable. And that's why Trump just ended this for D.C. He's going to clean up D.C., as a model, so Americans can choose which way they live before it's too late.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.